gentlemen, I've heard your whining over the last few weeks about that some of the subject matter that we've talked about has been a little too esoteric, a little bit too difficult.
No whining for me. I've been doing great lately.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get back on the winning track here. But no, so, I just whine about the trick questions they put in this thing all the time.
I understand. Right. Well, today should be a little bit easier. The first half will be about Halloween candy. The second half will be about Saturday Night Live guest hosts.
Tom's lead is down to 15 to 12.
All right.
Here we go. True or false, fact or bullcrap, Americans spend more on Halloween candy than they do on Halloween costumes. More on candy than costumes. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to say that that is bullcrap.
Come on, the Halloween candy comes out in late August. Mm-hmm. Is there in the stores all through September and October. Fact.
It's bullcrap. Mm. But it's close. According to the National Retail Federation, we Americans spend just under $2.1 billion on candy. We spend $2.6 billion on costumes.
What recession?
Including $330 million for costumes for our pets.
Uh-huh. Come on, even in the recession, we have money for what's important. Yeah. Candy is important.
Mm-hmm. Fact or bullcrap, candy corn is the second most popular Halloween candy after chocolate. Candy corn, most popular after chocolate. Fact or bullcrap.
A lot of people don't like candy corn. Bullcrap.
I hate candy corn. It was produced in 1948.
What would be the second most popular candy then after chocolate if it's not candy corn? You say bullcrap. I'll agree, bullcrap.
It is fact.
I knew it!
This is according to this year's survey by the National Confectioners Association. 72% said chocolate's their favorite. Candy corn was next with 12% of the vote. 1 in 10 people eat candy corn by biting into the wider yellow end first. Fact or bullcrap?
There are people who kind of dissect their candy corn.
What was that? 1 in 10?
1 in 10 people eat candy corn.
I think it's more than that. So I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think it's bullcrap, too.
It's fact. 43% start with the narrow end first. 47% eat the whole thing at once.
And, of course, the candy corn tastes exactly the same. Yes. There's no difference
like
in what color it is or whatever. Right.
It's horrible.
It's good for one time a year. Eat
no,
a little
it's
bit
not.
Of it.
No, it's not.
It's like those little orange pumpkins, too.
And those are disgusting.
How about the circus peanuts?
No. God, no. Technically, any leftover candy you have from last year is still good. Fact or bullcrap? Leftover candy.
From
still
last
good.
Year. If it's packaged and wrapped, you're first.
No, bullcrap. The maggots may take hold deep inside. Bullcrap.
I think if it's wrapped, it can last a year. I'll say this is, because it's got preservatives and stuff in it, I'll say this is fact.
It is bullcrap. If it's kept in a cool, dry place, any dark chocolate is good for over a year, but milk chocolate has a recommended shelf life of just 8 to 10 months. Loose candy corn is only good for up to 6 months. That's a lie. It was all made in 1948.
Loose candy corn is like a post-nuclear snack.
Read a story though that the expiration dates on food is all bullcrap. You don't have to even follow them. That it's nonsense.
I've got some milk in the fridge. I'm going to bring by and let you finish off.
As long as it's unopened.
Yeah, no. Let's go with that.
No, that's not okay.
No, it's not. All right, number five, the last for the candy corn subject matter. The average child collects up to 3,500 calories worth of candy on Halloween. Fact or bullcrap?
3,500.
I think it's calories. Way more than that. Bullcrap. It's much, much higher.
I'll agree. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. According to researchers at the University of Alabama, they actually say that 3,500 is the low end. The average kid pulls in 7,000 calories
worth of
candy.
And tries to eat it all in the same night.
Fighting his parents for it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we're tied going into the second half.
It's 2-2.
Here we go, the second half. This is about Saturday Night Live hosts. Alec Baldwin has hosted more times than anyone else, and Steve Martin is second. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe it may be Alec Baldwin, but it is someone else. Maybe Chevy Chase, who's also been come back after. I think that's bullcrap.
I think you can reverse those. I think it's bullcrap for a different reason. I think Steve Martin is first. Alec Baldwin may be second. So I'll say bullcrap as well.
It is fact. Ooh. Alec Baldwin has hosted 16 times, most recently in 2011. Steve is second with 15, then John Goodman with 13.
16 times?
Yeah, 16
I don't need
times.
To go through the guest host briefing. I got this.
Yeah.
I'll give lessons to some of the newer cast members, actually.
Steve Martin has hosted the episode of... Steve Martin has hosted the first episode of Saturday Night Live in 1975. Steve Martin, first episode, SNL, 1975.
That's bullcrap.
That's bullcrap, yeah.
George Carlin.
It was George Carlin. There were two musical guests, Billy Preston and Janice Ian? Whatever. And Andy
Ian.
Who cares? Andy Kaufman also performed his Mighty Mouse.
I'm gonna call her Janice Ian from now on.
That's fine. What has she done?
Remember that song At 17?
No.
I learned the truth at 17.
It was really bad.
Oh, that sucked.
Yeah, it was.
You don't like the singer songwriter type stuff. You know?
No, I don't like music that sucks.
Janice Ian. I like that.
Janice Ian.
That's pretty good.
Because it looks European. All right, number three. Shut up. Number three. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, I got that one right, hosted the first episode of SNL after 9/11. Fact or bullcrap?
No, he didn't. That's bullcrap.
I don't know. That may be fact. We're tied. I think I'm going to try to break the tie here. I'm going to say that that's fact.
It is bullcrap. Reese Witherspoon is the host. Giuliani did appear at the beginning of the show with a bunch of New York City firefighters. The only time he hosted was in 1997.
So I'm behind now. How many questions left?
There's two.
Oh, I'm behind by one.
Richard Pryor was the first host to have a few seconds delay, meaning the show was not actually live. Fact or bullcrap?
To replace one of his swear words, I would imagine.
Let's do a word association game.
No, let's not. Let's not say we did. Honky. I'll say that this is fact.
No, I believe, giving Tom a chance to tie, I believe Saturday Night Live was really live for Richard Pryor. Bullcrap.
It was fact.
Yes!
It was the seventh episode of the first season in 1975.
We are tied 3-3 with our final question.
All right, here it is. Final question.
Dead honky. All right.
Tom Cruise set an all-time ratings record for SNL when he hosted in 1994. Fact or bullcrap?
No, I believe, although I'm not sure who it was, there was one of the musical groups.
I'm supposed to go first to give you a chance to tie here. This is the last question.
We're tied.
Right? Last question. Oh, I thought I was ahead by one.
No.
No? No, we're tied. Okay, go ahead.
I believe that's bullcrap.
Should I go for the win or should I go for the tie? You think that Tom Cruise did not host the highest rated SNL ever. I think you may be right, so I'm going to have to agree and say bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Tom Cruise has never hosted.
There you go.
It's a trick question.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
I've been working on a theory. This is my theory, okay? My theory is that every family has at least one profoundly stupid member in the family, okay? Yes. That even goes for really successful families. Like, you ever meet a family where it's like a doctor married a lawyer, and they're like, you know, our three kids went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton, and you're like, yeah, but you have four kids. And they're like, ah, yeah. He's out back. And you're like, what's he doing? He's just trying to figure shit out. What kind of shit? Like, don't stare at the sun like that?
Yeah. Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.